For 3 days, over 10,000 fishermen, processors, and vendors gathered in Seattle for the annual Pacific Marine Expo, more commonly known as Fish Expo. The trade show lasted from Thursday to Saturday, and over 300 vendors and organizations manned 540 booths. There were companies that sold pumps, propellers, sonars, and most everything else a vessel needs to run. At the Expo's Alaska Pavilion, representatives from the Port of Dutch Harbor, the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce, and the Aleutians East Borough talked about the services their communities offer to fishermen. Jason Kuntz is a fleet manager for inlet fish producers in Kenai, and he's been coming to Fish Expo for 18 years. This time around, he's looking to upgrade a generator on one of his vessels, and he's also here to connect with other fishermen, of which he says there are more than usual.
Well, when I came, the show had been at, you know, Seattle Center, and it was huge. And then it declined and declined and moved here. And I think this year is the first year where you see attendance up and people actually buying things. And vendors being happy that people are actually buying instead of just kicking tires. So a lot of people had good years, especially in our Prince William Sound market. People had very good years. So people are purchasing stuff.
While final registration numbers are still being audited, show director Bob Callahan says initial estimates have attendance up 3%. Callahan says most trade shows in other sectors have seen attendance drop or remain flat because the recession has meant less industry growth. Buying and selling gear wasn't the only thing happening at Fish Expo, though. There were also panels on subjects like vessel safety and the effect of the Coast Guard Reauthorization Act on boats. One of the panels considered the potential effects of offshore drilling in the Bering Sea and Bristol Bay. Among the speakers was a shrimp boat operator from St. Bernard Parish in Louisiana, who was affected by the BP blowout. Here's George Barisich talking about current fishing conditions on the Gulf Coast.
There's only a few people fishing, so the production is pretty good. And so BP is telling me, man, look at the shrimp you're catching every week. I said, sir, season just opened. I have 4,000 pounds in 3.5 days, which is so-so. But there's only 11 boats, but it's usually 250.
Stellar sea lions were another hot topic. The National Marine Fisheries Service is currently reviewing the status of the endangered western stock, and their final biological opinion is expected to result in the closure of some fisheries in the Aleutian Islands. Larry Cotter of the Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association spoke on this issue and anticipates friction to develop between the federal government and the state of Alaska, as well as the fishing industry.
I think that in all likelihood there's going to be litigation. I think the state of Alaska is going to sue. And I think the state's going to sue for one simple reason alone, and that is the way the agency has used adverse modification.
Planning is already underway for the next Fish Expo in November 2011. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.